welcome to The Last Stop, your very last stop for the best new music here on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. So I'm your host Lisa, and Jesse's here with me, and this week we have a very special episode dedicated to Ambient April, which is the themed week going on at the station. So we decide to celebrate by playing ambient tracks from film soundtracks, because me and Jesse are also huge cinema lovers. So we're going to start off the show today with Speak My Language from Laurie Anderson, and this song was featured in the movie Fallen Angels by Wong Kar-wai. After that we're going to be hearing a song from Birdie called Slow Marimbas. This is by Peter Gabriel, and again, such beautiful music. You're going to want to stick around, though, to hear our highlighted artists as well as some other cool ambient tracks. Here is Laurie Anderson, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Daddy, Daddy, it was just like you said. Now that the living outnumber the dead, where I come from, it's a long, thin thread across an ocean, down a river of red. Now that the living outnumber the dead, just like you said. Now that the living outnumber the dead, speak my language. Hello. Thank you.
back here on The Last Stop on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. So if you like what you heard before the break, the first song we played was Speak My Language by Laurie Anderson, then we had Slow Marimbas by Peter Gabriel, and then we had Old Melody by Beverly Glenn Copeland. And so now before we get into our spotlighted artists, me and Jesse like to do a little segment called What's in the News, where we like to keep track of what we've been doing, kind of like a radio diary for you all to hear. So we always start off with what we've been listening to, and this week I finally listened to 90 by 808 State, and I'm a big 808 State fan, but I'm a kind of a strange person where I save albums in the sense that I don't want it to be, you know, over all at once. So it was the first time I ever heard it, and oh my god, what a fantastic, perfect album. It's, you know, it's just so symbolic of the time. It just embodies the whole movement of acid house in the early 90s. It just gives me goosebumps. I absolutely loved it. And of course, it has Pacific State on it. So like, is there any, like, can I say any more? It's just fantastic. Besides that, what we've been watching, we're watching a few movies. We watched The Mission by Johnny Toe, and you know, this was something we were really looking forward to. We're fans of Johnny Toe, but I find he's such an enigma. I can't really understand him and what he wants, but more and more that I'm watching, I'm like, okay, they're still strange, but I can kind of see it as almost like an expression of his personal views on how he sees the world. And The Mission being one of his most successful films, I think it definitely deserves like the reputation it has. It was really like it was fun, it was interesting, it was dramatic, and again, he plays on those like caricatures that seem real. It's like a little play, you know, all these characters coming to life. So yes, very, very good, and great theme song. We were going to play the theme song for this week, but then we decided not to. What we've been eating. Well, if you know me, I can never get enough fried chicken. So after Jessie finished her paper on Friday this week, we got a celebratory big order of fried chicken, and it was good. It was from Dawa on Sherbrooke, and of course we got the spicy version. It was so delicious. We also got sushi, and we also went to Yi Jin Chong Fen, which we got congee and rice noodle rolls. We got a lot of food now that I think about it. I had 4 days off, so we got a lot of food. I also made some killer fried rice. If you want the recipe, please reach out to us on Instagram. And the last thing I did was the fun stuff, the stuff that's been keeping us going. And we went for a walk on Mount Royal late at night, and then we went to Lachine Canal and Atwater Market. We did everything. It was a little bit of everything this weekend. It was good. It was fun to, you know, take this time to relax and do something, not always just cleaning and catching up with work and all that stuff. Well, enough rambling from me. I think it's time to get into our spotlighted artists, and to celebrate Ambient April with our movie soundtracks, we decided to focus on Barry Adamson. And Barry Adamson is an artist from England. It's actually cool because he's very like, how do I put this? He's kind of genre defying as a musician, but he used to be in the band Magazine, and me and Jesse are such big fans of Magazine. It was such a surprise to see his name on the LP as the bassist. And Magazine, you know, is like post punk and like kind of early 80s English music, kind of, you know, stereotypical of that time. And Barry Adamson is just so expansive and so different from Magazine, but still very, very good. And so the song we're going to be playing for you is called Songs from the Big House, and this is off his debut album Moss Side Story. And this CD was made for a film that doesn't exist, so it's very, very interesting to create all this atmosphere for something that's kind of just imaginative. So we're gonna be playing this song for you, and then after that we're gonna be hearing from Icelandic artist Ildur Guðnadóttir with her song Folk, Fire and Lit. After that we're gonna be hearing from the artist Eduard Artumiev for the song Listen to Bach the Earth. The song's from the movie Stalker by Tarkovsky, and if you're a big fan of Tarkovsky, you know, is such good music. It has a very interesting relationship with music in the sense that, you know, he doesn't want it to be overshadowing it, almost like the scene and the visuals, but rather complement it. So very important, very interesting. I could go on, but you probably don't want me to go on. All right, so again, we're going to be playing a song from Barry Adamson as our spotlighted artist here on the Ambient April Spotlighted Week. And this song is called Songs from the Big House. And of course, you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Last Stop here on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. Wasn't that just beautiful? The last song we heard was Listen to Bach the Earth, which is from the movie Stalker, and the composer is Eduard Artumiev. Before that, we had Hildur Guðnadóttir with her song Folk, Fair and Lit. And before that, it was the song from Moss Side Story by Barry Adamson called Songs from the Big House. So we're about to get into an ad break, but you're going to want to stick around to hear our final tracks for the Ambient April special. And of course, you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Thank you.
coming to a close here on The Last Stop on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. So the song after the break was Déjà Vu by Mark Garson. Then we had Désominisation by Alain Goragui. And if you're not familiar with that song, that was from Planète Sauvage or Fantastic Planet, which is such an iconic animation movie, a French animation movie. And now before we end the show, me and Jesse would just like to take this moment to acknowledge the Black Lives Matter movement. So if you'd like to become involved and learn some more information, you can visit the website blacklivesmatter.com. And now to close the show, we're going to be playing a song from Guy Madden's short film, which is Odin's Shield Maiden. And this is classical music from Jan Kubelik, but it's their own rendition. It's very cool and very hypnotic. Me and Jesse aren't too familiar with Guy Madden, but he did My Winnipeg, and he just has such a surreal and hypnotic style to his movies, and the music definitely adds to it too. So thank you for listening. This is The Last Stop, and if you want to check us out on our Mixcloud account or the CJLO website for the upload episodes, you can do that just under The Last Stop. And that's it for us. Hope to catch you next week. Here is a song from Guy Madden's short film, Odin's Shield Maiden.
Thank you. Thank you.